First things first, we say hello to the star of the show, the man of the hour, and my buddy Tom Fortino. Tom, it is always great to be with you. Hope you're having a great weekend, my friend.
Well, good morning, Kevin. I am so far.
Yes, so far so good. You and I were just talking off air before we started. Of course, for our new listeners, you and I, big sports fans, we're big football guys. Yeah. Football's in full swing. And Tom, we're almost to that point where if you are a huge football fan, you're going to have a chance to watch football every single night of the week here in the next couple of weeks. It's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
It's crazy. As I said to you earlier, I'm not complaining. I don't, you know, it's nice even if it's on in the background. So sometimes I don't watch it, but I know I can. So I guess that's good enough.
We know we have Monday Night Football. We'll have action on Tuesdays. You get the Sun Belt on Wednesday and then the NFL on Thursday, eventually Saturday and then Sunday. So if you like just being a couch potato, if you're a listener out there that just enjoys, flipping from game to game, this is the best time of the year, isn't it?
I guess so. You know, people talk about binge watching these series on Netflix or whatever. You can binge watch football now. Who knew? There you go. I love it.
It's a beautiful time of year. It's also a very friendly reminder, Tom, that the end of the calendar year is not too far away as well. Just a couple of months here in 2025. So for our listeners, a really good opportunity to sort of get a jump start on that end of year financial planning, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, end of year really is pivotal on so many levels because, number one, I've said this many times, you have until the end of the year to do Roth conversions. You have until the end of the year to max out your 401k. It's the end of the year is the end of the tax season, typically, when we take a look at some of these things. You know, if you want to make charitable contributions, you want to do some things as far as tax loss harvesting. So it's pretty important that we understand some of these. We have an end-of-year planning report on our website, of course, in that library. So if you want to download that, you can always go to our website at alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com, and just look up our library. But there is an end-of-year planning report. I always say, if we don't do some of these things by December 31st, we've lost another year, and that's not a good thing.
No doubt about it. An opportunity to get on Tom Fortino's calendar if you are looking to get a jump start on that year-end financial planning. You don't want to be caught in rush hour in November and December. Stay in front of it. And if you'd like to sit down, have that 15-20-minute conversation with Tom and the team at the Alpha Wealth Group, pick up the phone. Give them a call today. Schedule that complimentary no-obligation consultation by dialing 630-864-6711. It's 630-864-6711 or online. It's alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, I want our listeners, unless you're driving, don't do this, but if you're sitting at home, close your eyes. I want you to visualize the floor in your home. Now, if it's anything like mine, it might creak a little bit, but it still supports you. Even if you throw a ball down, that ball's going to bounce right off. So when we talk about building a floor under our retirement money, we're essentially saying the same thing. It's going to support you. And when something comes your way in a negative light, it's going to bounce right off. But let me ask you this, Tom, what are the key elements for our listeners and for your clients to building a floor when it comes to our retirement money?
You know, Kevin, I love that analogy, building a floor. We can talk about building a floor under your retirement money. Well, you know what that means? We're going to get back to this again. It's creating guaranteed income that covers your essential livings. I've talked about it before, or I should say essential living expenses. We've talked about it before, and I've submitted this. Feeling wealthy in retirement can come down to just one thing, and that's having more income than expenses. And we can go from there. We're going to talk more about these other things like minimizing taxes and having a good investment plan. You know my five-pillar strategy. But the floor to building this financial house is creating the income you can't outlive. It's like laying the financial concrete before you build the rest of your retirement home. And so when we talk about income planning, why is this important? Well, we know about running out of money is the biggest fear. We're living longer than ever. We have to deal with all of these things. And you know what else? You know, if we don't have this, there's also these, what I would say, these emotional things. We had that, remember that story we talked about, Agnes, I think was her name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here she was later in life and said to herself, wow, you know, I could have spent more money, but I didn't. And I missed out on these things in my life I would have otherwise enjoyed. And it's really disheartening. And so when we create that income base, we call it license to spend. There's been numbers of studies that show when I have those paychecks coming in every week, you know, then I have, of course, we also want to have the investments and when we want to pull money out of that. But guess what that allows us to do? Again, it allows us maybe to do the things we otherwise wouldn't do or the things we enjoy in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is why this is so critical. We spent a lot of time, I think last week, spent a lot of time on the Social Security decision. These are all pieces of creating an income plan. this is what we do at the Alpha Wealth Group. Look, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do portfolio management. I think we do a good job. I'm also insurance licensed. But you know what? And I said we do estate planning. We do all of these things. But we also do income planning, and we stress that understanding the Social Security. How do you maximize the benefits? What is the claiming strategies? Keep in mind they're irrevocable. The other piece is your pension decisions. I've had meetings this week on all of these topics. What are we doing to maximize the pension during our lifetime? Again, both of these things are irrevocable decisions. Once you make those decisions, you can't go back. Just like we talked about this story with Agnes, but you know, later in life, I'm 72, and I say, you know what, I wish I wouldn't have locked into that lower benefit. Keep in mind, at 62, the earliest year you can claim it, that's a 30% reduction in your Social Security benefit for the rest of your life, and then it can impact your spouse. So this is why it's so important that we make these decisions and understand that we have an income plan. Again, we're living longer than ever. We also have to keep in mind, you know, if you're married too, what about, you know, protecting the spouse? You know, we've talked about pension with the survivor benefits. We talk about Social Security, higher benefit stays with the surviving spouse. And then we get into, and we'll talk maybe more about this later on, the annuities, which you can use as another income piece. But imagine if you could have all of those pieces coming in. Guess what? That's your floor. Mm-hmm. And so now I have the steady income, the paychecks coming in. And that's really where we want to get to. And then we can start that next step, Kevin, which is, okay, how do I get more of it tax-free? You know, we're big fans of that. So, you know, if you want to take a look at creating an income plan, understanding your Social Security claiming strategies, if you have a pension, call your pension provider, get the information, understand your options, and then we can talk about adding these other levels. Now, all of a sudden, you start stacking income on top of each other. You may be in a better place than you think, but we need to know our numbers. So if you want to, you know, get some information on that or sit down with us, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, and we'll talk about creating an income plan for you, and if you're married, for you and your spouse, so you have the money, and you can confidently say, hey, I'm comfortable. I think we're not going to outlive our assets, and you have what we call this license to spend, and you build that floor in your retirement house.
You talk about Social Security. Obviously, we know there's pensions for some folks out there listening today. There's personal pensions like annuities, even cash reserves. All of these kind of work together, right? Don't they? In creating that stable floor under your retirement money?
Right. It simulates that paycheck, yeah. Right? They all have this. When I talk about income, this is what the commonality with it. When I talk about Social Security, pensions, annuities, they have this in common. One, they come in regardless of the market. Doesn't matter if it's up or down, right? Number two, it comes in regardless of my savings and investments. They can go to zero. It still comes in. And it comes in at any age. I don't care if you're 65, 75, or 95. The money keeps coming in. So I minimize eliminate longevity risk. I eliminate market risk on this. And I have income that comes in for the rest of my life. Guess what that does? It allows me to spend. It allows me to relax. It allows me to enjoy my life. This is why it's so critical to create an income plan. Again, I'm not forgetting about those other pieces, the taxes, the investments, the estate and legacy planning. That's all part of it. But let's, if we can check the box on that, man, we've got a good head start, and we can start working on the rest of our house.
And again, Tom, this is something that's top of mind for a lot of folks these days, is making sure you get your Medicare situated as well, right?
Well, healthcare in retirement is one of the top concerns. We know what's happening as far as you know, covering that, and then now you got to deal with this labyrinth of Medicare rules. Well, that's why it's called Medicare Made Simple, because I'm pretty confident when you walk out of there, you're going to say, you know, I understand this now. That's really how we approach things. I've said that so many times. When I hear people say, I get it, well, I know I've done my job. And so that's what this is about. Steve Tucker is going to be speaking. We did it last year at this time. We're doing it this year. You will learn a ton. You may find out some things that you might want to change if you currently are doing it. So this is a great event. It'll be time well spent.
If you'd like to register, visit alphawealthgroup.com. Click the workshops tab. Scroll down. You'll see it right there. Medicare Made Simple, your guide to confident coverage. As Tom mentioned, Steve Tucker will also be part of that. It's coming up this Thursday, September the 25th at 6 p.m. at the Doubletree Suites by Hilton in Downers Grove. Again, if you want to register, visit alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Com. So, Tom, we know the number one fear of a lot of those listening when it comes to retirement is the fear of running out of money. A lot of folks actually say they're more scared of running out of money than they are of actually passing away. Now, we've also heard this looming talk about a potential recession. A lot of folks these days are looking at annuities as a source of guaranteed income, but we know they can be very complex. So for someone who might try to do this on their own, what are some of the biggest mistakes you've seen people do when they try to go and set up one of these annuities all by themselves?
Well, with annuities, when we talk about annuities, Kevin, you know, you get a lot of different responses. And I think in this industry, we've talked about it, it's not just unique to annuities, but it's this misunderstanding, or you just get a lot of noise and there's opinions. And I've said many times, it's disheartening because I don't think it has to be that complicated. And sometimes, you know, when we talk about annuities, they're not good, they're not bad. They serve a purpose. It's just like life insurance. Is it a bad thing? Well, no. Is it a good thing? It can be. It just depends. And so you have differing opinions on how these work. But some of the mistakes that we see, and I have people come in. I had a meeting, in fact, just this week, someone came in. They bought an annuity a while back. And again, I'm insurance licensed. We also do I'm an investment advisor rep. So I don't have a pro or con on any of this. I'm just saying there are pros and cons to everything, right? And so why would you use an annuity? When someone comes in, I say, why do you own this? What is your understanding of it? And so many times people are not sure what they own or why they own it. Why would you get an annuity? Sometimes, you know, there's good and bad companies as well. Or sometimes it's just sold to them and they're like, okay, I'm not really sure why I was told it would do this, that, and that. I'm not. And unfortunately, sometimes, as I said, they don't know why they have it. So why would you buy an annuity and what can it provide? Well, really, an annuity is a transference of risk. You know, I'm not averse to annuities. I always just say, just tell the truth. This is how they work, okay? When you use an annuity, and we talked about in the first segment, Kevin, creating that floor, this can be part of that floor. It's almost like your own private pension. In the example I'm talking where it can create an income, when you talk about pensions, a pension is an annuity in a sense because it's a steady stream of income that lasts as long as you live. And it can be a huge relief if you're worried about outliving your savings, which we talked about. Is that a bad thing? No. I don't think so. And I've said before, if someone says I have a pension, when was the last time someone said, well, that's too bad? And so if we use annuities in our planning, again, just understand how they work. They bring you steady paychecks, as we said. There's longevity protection. What about market risk protection? And then, as I said in the first one, we talk about for those that are married, a spousal benefit if you set them up where the income continues. And so there's a protection, you know, in the event you predecease your spouse, the income continues. And so do these make sense for you? I don't know. I'd have to see what your situation is. But when we talk about creating that income piece, this is something you can do. I'll give you a quick example of one, right? This was someone I talked to the other day. It was a little over 500,000. They're 60 years old. They were talking about retiring in 7 years. By the time they retire, this will give them a guaranteed lifetime income of $70,000 a year. Wow. $70,000 a year for the rest of their life. Wow. Okay. Again, I don't think that's a bad thing. Now, if you have an investment and you put the money in and you say 7 years, I'm going to start pulling out $70,000 a year. Will it last the rest of my life? The answer is I don't know because I don't know what's going to happen in the market. I don't know how long you're going to live, right? Will it go to my spouse? Maybe not. And so this is where you want to get the honest assessment of how they work in your planning. You know, we talked about that in the first segment, Kevin, about, you know, this license to spend and this peace of mind. And there's been studies that have shown people that have guaranteed income streams, guess what? They have less stress.
Right.
And so this is what where these come in. And I will make one other comment. I'm going to make an offer here. But by the way, we do have the I always reference this library. We have the truth about annuities on our website if you want to go to alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. But I will say this, you know, things have changed a lot, and to their credit, with interest rates at much higher rates, the 10-year close to 4% and so on, they've offered a lot higher benefits. So for those of you that have annuities and you want to take a look at them to see if there's something better for you and you like their features, you may be able to get something better. I see it all the time. That's an opportunity. For those of you that want to understand how they work and really understand the pros and cons, you know, and they're considering using this, give us a call. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. And again, we can run numbers for you too. I'm happy to. There's no cost or obligation, but I'll get you the information on it. And you can determine whether or not these make sense for you in your planning. you know, we'll do a whole income planning analysis for you, too. We'll do the Social Security decision analysis. So we'll run that report for you if you have a pension. And we'll talk about testing your plan based on your goals. We can do all of that for you so you can really provide some clarity and understand, I've got an income plan. We've built that floor in our retirement house. And so I would make that offer as well. But give us a call. I mean, even if you want to just, you can go to our website too, by the way, not just to get information, but if you want to schedule a time and get on my calendar. And as I said, even if you just want to schedule a call, we can just chat for 15, 20 minutes. Questions that you have, if you have an annuity now and you want to take a look at it and get an evaluation, we can do that too. So again, we're here for you as a resource. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. So now you understand, and there's more to it than that. That's why I offer the information or an opportunity to come in. But that's a protection piece on money that you've worked hard to accumulate, and it can make sense. The second idea is we just talked about, there's sometimes these income annuities, which can give you a guaranteed lifetime income stream off your investments. And so that's another way where you may want to use them. And so, again, there's some moving parts, that's why we try to I offer opportunity. Let's stop listening to opinion. Mm-hmm. Let's stop guessing, start knowing. And that's really what we are. That's why I offer these opportunities. If you want to just spend 15 minutes on the phone, you want to come into the office, we'll clarify how these can work and if they even make sense for you, because there are some benefits and they could really help in your retirement plan and at least know how they work too. That's also helpful.
So Tom, we talk about baby boomers a lot on the show, and I found this number absolutely fascinating. It is estimated that boomers are set to pass on about 84 trillion with a T, 84 trillion bucks to younger generations over the next 20 years. That's why they're calling this the Great Wealth Transfer. Mm-hmm. Now, some of that money is going to be passed in the form of IRAs. And recently, tax guru Ed Slott told Morningstar, you want to make sure that's in a Roth IRA.
Those are the best assets to inherit, because under this 10-year rule for beneficiaries, most beneficiaries, non-spouses, have to empty the inherited account now after the Secure Act by the end of the 10th year after death. Same thing with an inherited Roth, but they can keep that inherited Roth growing for the full 10 years. They never have to touch it and take it out, all that accumulated growth and compounding, absolutely income tax free.
So Tom, we talk a lot about taxes and IRAs and Roth conversions on this show, but let's talk to the folks listening today. Tell them the value and the importance of really setting up that tax-free future, especially for future generations like we're talking here.
Well, you know, this is a big talking point with us. This is what we do. I should say it's part of our planning. It's number two on our list of the five pillars. You know, we've covered a lot on income planning so far today, Kevin. And then the next step is, how do we get more of that income tax free? In fact, we've referenced our library too on our website. We have a getting to tax free report, seven strategies to getting to tax free. This is really paramount in your planning. I've said many times, by the way, alphawealthgroup.com. alphawealthgroup.com if you want to download that information. There's a couple of other reports on taxes there as well. You know, take a look at your retirement accounts. Now subtract 20 to 30%. How does that make you feel? Probably not too good. Mm-hmm. And so that's the government's share of that. It could be worse. I don't know where tax rates are going in the future. And it's true to your children, your beneficiaries. You know, you talked about 84 trillion. We hear these numbers, and that 60 trillion, whatever the number is, it's a big number. It's going to be the largest transfer of assets in the history of the world from one generation to the next. Now, one of the parts of that, the other person that's looking at that is the government. They're licking their chops because a lot of that money's going to them. Oh, it's being transferred. Well, not all of it. Well, it's being transferred, but not all of it's going to the children. So we want to understand. I've talked about the problems with large IRAs. I've highlighted five to six problems with large IRAs. We talk about required minimum distributions. We talk about it taxing your Social Security. Well, now there's this other, which we call the widow's penalty, and now the children. I'll talk about both of those. Keep in mind, either you're paying the taxes during your lifetime or your children are. So with the Secure Act, they now have to take out, you know, they have 10 years to take the money out and pay tax. And a lot of times it's in their highest earning years. So what happens if they have to give away 35% of it? I mean, it makes me it makes my stomach turn a little bit just talking about it. Mm-hmm. But that's the case. When they receive it, they have 10 years to exhaust that account. It goes right on their income tax as though we received it. So not only you've accumulated all this money over your lifetime, you've worked hard, you've sweat, you've saved for you and your family, and then you want to pass it on as a legacy. And now the government's going to get at least, you know, they may get 35% or more. I don't know where tax, as I said, tax rates are going in the future. So we really want to look at how do we set this up. Now, when he talks about, in fact, I just had this conversation this week with someone who was asking, should I do Roth conversions? Is it too late? They're retired. And I said, no, it isn't, because there's some opportunities here. When a non-spouse beneficiary inherits an IRA, again, they have 10 years. Your spouse has what are called spousal rollover privileges. So I just want you to understand, if your spouse is your primary beneficiary, they can assume ownership as though it was their own. Now, this is still an opportunity to do Roth conversions to your surviving spouse, because keep in mind, there's a widow's penalty. Required minimum distributions do not go down. So even to your spouse, if they have to take the money out and now they're in twice the tax bracket, guess what? They're going to have to give away, you know, they go to a 12 to a 24, whatever the number is, required distributions don't go down. So how can we protect this? We can start doing these Roth conversions. And I should have mentioned that in the first segment. We have until the end of the year, right? We talked about end of the year, Kevin. Mm-hmm. You have until the end of the year to do Roth conversions. And I'll make one quick comment here, and then I'll make an offer here. But you can make a Roth conversion at any time, at any age, in any amount. Okay? So they're really not limited. If you have $1 million, you can do $1 million all at once in your IRA. Not suggesting it. So please don't pull the trigger just right yet. Maybe you do, you know, $50,000 a year for 10 years or whatever. You can do it systematically. And that's why it's so important to look at it before the year's out. I'll say quickly, I had a conversation with someone who is in their early 70s. They said, you know, and they're living on their Social Security and some other things. They're in a very low tax bracket. So I said, they said, why would I do a Roth conversion? Well, here's why, because you may be able to do it in either, there's the big, beautiful bill. This is why you want to sit down and talk to people. $6,000 per person, that's another $12,000 of a standard deduction you have this year. I said, if you do $12,000, you're in the same boat you were last year. You have higher deductions. So let's take advantage of that. So we're going to have more conversations on this. But Roth conversions, I'll quote Ed Slott, you just thought, taking money from forever tax to never tax. It goes to your spouse, tax-free. There are no required minimum distributions. And even if they take money out, it's still zero. Then it goes to your children. They pay no tax on it. It can grow for 10 years. It still grows tax-free for 10 more years. I mean, this is powerful, powerful stuff. That's why I get a little excited about it. There's many more ideas, but if you want to take a look at the Roth conversion options, we can also talk about Roth contributions. We can talk about non-deductible and after-tax 401k Roths. There's so many ideas. But if you want to schedule a time to even chat about some of these ideas, and because everybody's situation is unique, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can throw everything in a box, bring in your tax returns. We will go through them. I'm telling you, we'll uncover some great ideas. I'm pretty confident in that. Or if you want to go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, you can get on my calendar and schedule a time, and we can talk about where you're at currently, what you can do to try to get to tax-free. Again, I call this forward tax planning. If we do nothing, then we're susceptible to the threat of higher taxes in the future, the threat to the required minimum distributions, causing more of our Social Security to be taxable. And then to the extent we don't go through it, our children, our grandchildren are going to pay tax on this money too. So this is just an opportunity really to do some what I would call significant forward tax planning.
And obviously, we know, Tom, these can be emotional conversations, mm-hmm. right? When you're talking about, you know, your future, once you're gone, they're not the easiest conversations to have. But let's be honest, when all is said and done, these are some of the most important decisions that, you know, folks are going to have to make when it comes to leaving behind for their loved ones, right?
Well, this is all part of it. You know, we talk about estate planning. Again, that's one of the five pillars. This is why I talk about being complete. And that's mm-hmm. why we approach it the way we do. I like to say we're different by design. It's not about growing a pile of money and picking it. It's not about getting to a number. We have to look at all these aspects of it, because otherwise, these other things we may not have thought of, all of a sudden, you know, these like taxes. Now all of a sudden, 35% is gone mm-hmm. to my children. That's tragic to me. that's not even getting into the potential of the state taxes and then having the right documents in place, which is having living trusts so you avoid probate. By the way, it preserves your estate tax exemption in the state of Illinois so you don't lose it at the first death. And I don't mean to go into too many different aspects here. But all of these things, when I talk about this domino effect, it's critical. And I say with this legacy and estate planning, it's about having these all these pieces in place, making sure you have the right documents in place so that it flows to the people you want. It's private. The courts aren't getting involved. And then what do we do to minimize the tax, the estate tax, the income tax? I'm sorry, there's more than one tax. Potentially capital gains tax if you put assets on children's names on assets. Let's try to minimize some of these things. You've worked too hard.
Yeah.
You know, you spend your whole life doing these things, and then the government is part of this, or your family is exposed to these things. It's, again, it's in a way, it's tragic, and especially when some of the stuff can be avoided.
Medicare made simple. This is something that I know is going to hit home for a lot of our listeners, isn't it?
Well, it's so critical. It's in your planning, and when we go into retirement, this is an area where people, you just get so much information, and I'm telling you, you're overwhelmed. And it's what is the best situation for me. And this is why we want to just get through that noise, provide clarity. And that's what Steve Tucker will do. He's the guest speaker. I'm telling you, it's going to be, you're going to walk out of there saying, I understand what my options are. I get it. And there's a good chance you may change some things for those that you're currently doing to create a better Medicare coverage for you. Do it in a less expensive way and better coverage.
AlphaWealthGroup.com is the website. Click the workshops tab. Scroll down to Medicare Made Simple, your guide to confident coverage. Of course, Steve Tucker will be joining the conversation as well. That is this Thursday, September the 25th, 6 p.m. at the DoubleTree Suites by Hilton in Downers Grove. Again, AlphaWealthGroup.com workshops, and you can register right there on the website. Well, Tom, for our listeners that may have a financial plan in place, that is certainly great news, but you should look at that plan as one that may need to be adjusted over time. We know we're seeing a lot of changes with the economy, the markets, and some of those outdated retirement rules I know we've talked about. So when you sit and meet with clients, how often do you recommend making changes to keep up with what's been a very fast-paced world here when it comes to retirement?
Well, if there's one constant, it's change, right? Whether it's change in the rules that you have to deal with, change in your life events and things that... So it's so critical that you review. In fact, I'll have these conversations with people. It's like, well, I don't know if there's much to review. Well, let's just have a conversation. And then invariably, something comes up, right? And so I'm a big proponent of doing reviews, even if it's just to sit down and chat. And then, as I said, things come up. But we always have a purpose with our reviews. I try to review... You know, 3 to 4 times a year. I always say I'm just a phone call away because sometimes it's just maybe a 10-minute conversation or a 15-minute conversation, but I always want to be available for my clients just to maybe clarify a question they may have. Again, whatever it may be. But there are times when it's good just to sit down. I'll rerun sometimes their numbers and we'll, you know, because we sit down. I always say, too, when we have these meetings, I say, okay, we sat here for 45 minutes, we sat here for an hour, and then you walked out. And then maybe a month later, you're saying, okay, what was that we said? What was that we talked about? So, then we go back, and it's this, you know, it's almost like, you know, the old adage of how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice. Well, you got to review to be successful. And so we do that. You know, if you take a look, I'll give you some quick examples this year because things change, right? This year alone, and we've talked about it on the show, Kevin, you know, the 401k rules, they've changed. I mean, number one, contributions change fairly often from year to year. So you want to make sure, am I taking advantage of those? This year, 2025 was the first year if you're age 60 to 63, which seems like 3 years, it's four, 60, 61, 62, or 63. If you're that age, do you know you can put an extra $3,750 into your, it's called the super catch-up. So between those ages, you can now start putting more money into your 401k. Have you had these conversations? Are you taking advantage of that? And if you're putting more money in than you were last year, maybe this time you do more Roth. And there's another idea. You know, of course, we had the big, beautiful bill that passed. What does that mean? Well, standard deductions certainly have gone up if you're 65 or over. That's another $12,000 of standard deduction that you can take off your income, your gross income. What does that mean? That means maybe there's more opportunities for Roth conversions. Then we get into Social Security, the Fairness Act. I have many clients that have been teachers, that are ex-police officers, whatever. They were not, they had what was called windfall provisions, the pension offsets, and these impacted their Social Security, even if they worked outside of this is pretty huge, right? So these are discussions we've had. Now we can incorporate that in the income plan. If you're not aware of it, maybe you're missing out on a benefit that's a lifetime income benefit. So it's so critical that you have someone that you can rely on, that you review things with, that you understand, because, you know, as I said, things change. We talked about building that financial house. Okay, we build the house. We build the floor. We build the house. We create all these benefits, income you can't outlive, minimize the taxes, have a smart, strong investment plan, legacy and estate planning, asset protection. Man, we're complete. But every so often, you got to do some maintenance on that house. Mm-hmm. And every so often, you have to revisit as things change. That's what we do. So for anybody there is, you know, that wants to do a review, have a second pair of eyes look at it, have an objective evaluation, test your plan on all of these topics we talked about today. It would be a complete income, estate, investment, all of this tax strategies. Throw everything in a box. Come on in. We'll do a deep dive. It will be a solid and very complete review of everything. We'll test your plan. You'll walk out of here, and I like to say at a minimum, with a few ideas that are going to make a difference in your plan, maybe some things you can incorporate before the end of the year. So as I said, it will be a good experience. We're pretty pretty informal here. So if you want to come in and just start talking about these ideas, again, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go directly to our website. That's easy, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can get on my calendar on the right there. So as I said, or if you just want to give us a call or email me with a question, I will give you an answer. It's really forward planning on everything, forward income planning, forward tax planning, forward investment planning, and they all relate. And then you know what? It just gets, like we were talking about earlier, Kevin, the things like, hey, I want to go on a trip. Hey, I want to do some things with my family. I want a gift to maybe my grandchildren or set something up for them. All of those things, those shorter term goals, well, now they're more achievable because you have a plan and a complete goal and a long term goal. So, you know, they all relate. Now, you know, that's how we approach it.
630-864-6711. That is the number. If you'd like to have that 15-20 minute conversation with Tom Fortino, he is just a phone call away. 630-864-6711. The website again is alphawealthgroup.com. Again, it's alphawealthgroup.com. And Tom, unfortunately, we are very quickly running out of time on this week's show. But before we do, I'd like to leave the floor all yours for the final word.
Well, Kevin, I think you made the comment earlier. We covered a lot of ground. We got into income planning, tax planning, estate planning, all these things that really relate to your overall plan. And I hope we hit on some topics that are gonna help, you know, our listeners take action on these things. And to that end, we always offer information on the website. We have our library. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can send me a question. You can get on my calendar. We have the Medicare event. And guess what? All of this stuff is free and there's no obligation.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.